you turn my headphones up a little?
Right.
Here's Breakfast with Matt and Caroline. The podcast.
Hey, Caroline, did you know on this day in history, it was in 1855, the sewing machine motor was patented by Isaac Singer.
Really? That's fantastic.
On this day in history. And did you know on this day in history, the first telephone conversation using outdoor wires took place in 1876?
Now, Matt, that is a big fat factoid.
And on this day in history, 9 years ago, Eiffel 65 were number one in the charts. The hit parade with Blue Double E.
That sh**.
Welcome to the Kiss Breakfast podcast. It's officially episode number
12.
But we like to say it's the new season.
New season! Yeah. Yay!
We haven't done one for a few weeks.
Yeah, we tend to end our seasons on quite, you know, irregular numbers, as you can tell.
So it's a brand new season, as in the Americans would say season. If you want to be British, it's the new series.
Or cycle, if you're doing America's Next Top Model, I find it a bit ridiculous.
They made that up themselves,
didn't
they?
It makes me think of, you know, exercise bikes.
It makes me think of washing machines.
Does it?
Yeah. Anyway, it's a new whatever of the Kiss Breakfast podcast with Matt and Caroline. It's a new thing. It's going on right now. You're listening to it. Hello. We haven't been here for a few weeks, and if you're wondering why, that's because we went on holiday for a while, and when we came back, we just couldn't be asked to do one.
Yeah.
So we thought, well, let's
pretty
do
much.
One. We just kept saying, we'll do one next week. We'll do one next week. So we're here now with a brand new Kiss Breakfast podcast.
Absolutely.
So we're going to have some stuff coming up. I've noticed there's no suitcase in here today.
No, there isn't. No, because last time you nearly died, that's why. So I thought we'd just avoid asphyxiation today, if that's okay with you.
Yeah, but behind the scenes, I've been practicing getting into the suitcase, and I think I've knacked it now.
No, I swear to God, I'm not doing it again. I'm really not. It was really scary.
Unfortunately.
At first it was really funny and I thought you were joking, and then I realised you were actually turning blue, and as blue as your suitcase, in fact. So no,
but
not doing it.
That was all part of the trick though, Caroline. Didn't you realise it was all part of the original plan?
What, to nearly choke to death?
Well, you know, if Blaine can get away with that kind of stunt, I can do it. In fact, to be honest, that was better than any kind of Blaine stunt.
But Blaine is a f***ing idiot.
This is a truth.
You know this to be true.
Okay. And you're saying I'm not.
Anyway, so today we've got lots of lovely showbiz gossip.
Well, you're a c***ing.
Stop it, because I won't remember to edit all of these, and then one of them will go out. You know it will.
It's happened before. Right, what's up? What's on today?
Well, a little roundup of showbiz gossip stuff, because you may be missing out, so we thought we'd give you a smidge of showbiz, a little touch of indigestion from Matthew, lowdown on our favourite TV show stuff we've been watching recently that excites us, that we like. You can find out how our Kiss Breakfast school trip went to Alton Towers. If you like The X Factor, you'll love the urban music version even better, and lots more.
Identify yourself.
Kiss Breakfast with Matt and Caroline, the podcast.
Okay, I'm going to speak to you now, and I'm going to make you very angry.
Lindsay Lohan and Paris Hilton are friends no more. If indeed they were ever real friends, but they were kind of pretend let's be photographed together friends at one point. But sadly, no longer. They've been embroiled in a bitter, foul-mouthed internet fight.
Really?
So it's all kicking off.
Internet fight?
Yes.
What kind of fight is that?
Well, it's quite
weird. Where you type in, I hate you, I hate you more.
It's a Facebook fight, basically. Oh, so yeah, Lindsay has been calling her biatch and pathetic, and generally launching into four-letter words in a huge tirade about Paris. Because Paris started it first. She started a group called Firecrotch, which apparently is about Lindsay. Lindsay has set up a group called Paris Wets Herself. So mature.
Oh, I so join in that
group.
So
mature.
That is a brilliant group.
I just have to put it, Paris is now 27 years old and apparently has been wee-weeing in saunas in the backs of taxi cabs.
Oh,
so it's like, lovely.
I'm sorry, but I don't go on Facebook much anymore, but I've got to log on and join that group.
It does look quite amusing, definitely. Paris Wets Herself. Yeah.
That is brilliant.
It could be some kind of Tiny Tears doll as well, I don't know. So
that is awesome.
Your own walking, talking socialite. She cries, she falls over and wees herself in the back of cabs.
Yeah. Hey, must have toy this Christmas. You
exactly.
Know. It.
And then when you kind of tip it back and pull it back up again, it goes, that's hot, over and over and over again.
It's like Paris is in the studio. All we need is a big wet patch on the floor.
Oh, there you go.
Thank
just
you.
Splashed.
Thanks, Caroline. Steve, you have something interesting showbiz-wise as well.
Well, it's more of those sort of did you know things. New Bond girl, Gemma Arterton.
I love her. Yeah. I just watched Princess of the D'Urbervilles.
This is something you might not know about it. She was born with six fingers on each hand.
Was she?
Yeah. And had them surgically removed.
Why?
Fantastic.
Why would you have them removed? If you had six?
I wonder loved her.
Come in handy.
I loved her.
I'd keep them all.
It's a good grip, you know. It makes you more, I don't know, maybe agile.
She'd be a good goalkeeper, wouldn't
she? Yeah. I'd have to swing from trees more easily.
Six fingers. Yeah. There you go. So when you,
I'm sure there are men who would pay for that kind of service.
Hell yeah. When you ever meet her, you're just going to look down at her hands, aren't you?
Oh, it's the old Beadle thing all over again.
Do you know what, though? Yeah, but maybe that's nature's way of balancing things out, because she is so unfeasibly beautiful.
She is.
She just glows off the screen. So maybe that's why they thought, well, you're just too gorgeous. We're going to have to give you some extra fingers, I'm afraid.
I don't get it. There's nothing wrong with having an extra finger.
That's quite funny.
She's fine. It's just it's nothing wrong.
A large population of Bridgewater. Well, you know, that's just... I'm just kidding.
Oh, Caroline.
I'm a Somerset girl myself, so, you know.
That's why...
Actually, in fact, I'm even worse. I'm half Brummy, half Bumpkin, which is the worst combination possible.
Oh, my God, Caroline.
So, yeah, I know.
Dear me.
In fact, yeah, there's a little stubby bit there. There we go.
I was talking to Ant, who's on this afternoon from 3. He was doing a club night somewhere the other day, and someone came up to him and said, are you from Birmingham? You sound like you've got a really strong Brummy accent. You don't know how offended he was by that.
Really?
He was really upset by that.
He probably thinks I'm scum then. I lived there for about 10, 11 years.
If you ever see Ant doing a club night, go up to him and say, are you from Birmingham, Ant? You sound like you've got a Birmingham accent. Have we offended? Is anyone else left to offend in this Total
Kiss
update?
I think so.
Okay.
Yeah, I'll just go and sort of read my hate mail now.
Yeah, if that's right.
I like DJs. They're very flexible.
I'm not afraid or embarrassed to admit it, I have a massive thing for Anastasia.
Oh, yeah, you do, don't you? But she's lovely. She's gorgeous.
Oh, have you met her?
No, but I think she's gorgeous. So,
she is.
Yeah.
Beautiful. Anastasia, if you're listening, can you come in? Just come into the studio so we can... I can dribble.
I can perv over you, really, yeah. I like her because I think she's very pretty for a star.
Beautiful.
In fact, beautiful. Pretty's not even the right word. She's beautiful.
Beautiful.
But she also looks like the kind of guy you'd have quite a laugh with on a night out.
Hell yeah.
So.
That's the new single from her, I Can Feel You, which is brilliant. It's 5 to 7. This is Matt and Caroline, Kiss Breakfast, and it's...
Did you just suppress a little muffin burp then?
I did. I was trying to cover that. I didn't want it to come out.
Sorry.
I didn't want it to come out on the radio.
And I've just blatantly told everyone, sorry.
We've just been eating muffins in the studio, and I've eaten mine far too quickly, and now I've got muffin burps.
You've got bread rush.
Is that what it is?
That's what I call it. It's that feeling that you feel like you've swallowed a rhino sideways, you know, and you just can't quite push it down. And it's like, yeah.
Unlike you, I don't know what it's like to swallow a rhino, but yes, I do think that's what I've got.
Kiss Breakfast with Matt and Caroline.
Is it really so hard to believe?
The podcast.
This is Matt and Caroline, and it's the Kiss 101 Breakfast Podcast. Oh, look, Engineer Gary's just walked in.
Hello, Engineer Gary.
What do you want?
Hi.
What can we do for you?
No, I'm just coming in to observe.
He's not good in the suitcase. He's not. Okay. Gary was very kind, because I couldn't get you out, and it went from being funny to quite serious, and Gary was the only one strong enough to rip your suitcase open, wasn't he?
Yeah, actually, good point. You owe me £40 for a new suitcase. You ripped my f***ing suitcase! It's the Kiss Breakfast Podcast. It is a brand new season, series, cycle, stroke, episode number 12. That's the official full title of
cycle, season, slash, episode, something.
We're back from our Kiss Breakfast day trip. Now, we've been on Kiss 101 now for over 2 years.
Yeah.
Ever since we launched, we said, we've got to have a Kiss Breakfast day out. Right? We were saying, what we'll do is one day, straight after the show, like 9 o'clock, we'll get out and we'll just drive somewhere and go somewhere exciting. We were for a long time saying, let's go to Alton Towers.
Right? Yeah.
Never actually happened.
No, and we were starting to think it never would, really.
But then, last week I found out that the corkscrew is going to be RIP in a few weeks' time. It's not the best ride in the world ever, but I have fond memories of it because it's 28 years old. Ever since I've been going on, since I was a kid, I've always known the corkscrew, and they're closing it and dismantling at the end of this season. So we kind of had to go.
Matt was quite irrationally upset about this. So it was partly a pilgrimage to the corkscrew, which, by the way, is a rubbish ride. It hurts as well. I'd forgotten how rubbish it really is.
Yeah, but that's the joy of the corkscrew. If you'd come off the corkscrew and you're not bleeding from
every orifice,
then it's not a proper ride, and that's what happens with the corkscrew. You've got to be in pain for several days afterwards.
Your experience of that, though, was marred slightly, wasn't it, by the Jobsworth little spotty man who was controlling it.
What a pain in the ass that bloke was, right? This is what happened. Okay, we went on a weekday to Alton Towers, and it wasn't school holidays. You know, it's this week. It was just a normal, regular day, so it was nice and quiet. We got there, no queues. There was no queues on any ride, which was brilliant.
Yeah.
We got to the corkscrew, and there was no one there, so we just went straight on, and we had a ride, and then we came back, and it docked back in the station, and we'd been quite far back, and there was no one, literally. I think there was two people waiting to get on. That was it.
That's it.
Two people waiting for the next ride. So we thought, right, sod it. We'll get off and we get straight back on again at the front. We thought we'll have the front seats, because these two people came on and they sat in a seat halfway back. So there was no one waiting. So we got off, get straight back on the seat at the front. And this Jobsworth come along, and he was like, oh, you know, you have to go all the way around again in the queue, because, you know, you have
in
to,
that exact accent as yeah, well. Yeah,
you have to go around these windy, you know, queue things where everyone normally queues when it's a busy day, and it takes forever to walk around. And we're like, well, we're here now, okay, there's no one queuing, so just let us sit here. And he was like, no, it's health and safety reasons, you have to go. What a dick.
He really was a
I can't believe he wouldn't let us, so we had to get off, and that kind of tarnished and tainted and ruined my experience.
But I think this is maybe a good thing, because if your last experience with the Corkscrew had been amazing, you would be pining for it now, whereas you're a little bit like, eh, okay, done it now.
It is true. That guy did, I mean, it's just a shame that he spoiled it, the last ever ride on it, but at the same time, like you said, the ride isn't actually that good when you compare it to the others. It's pretty poor, so I'm not that sad that they're knocking it down now, but still the end of an era.
I'm not remotely sad, because Air and Nemesis are wicked and they're so much better. They really are.
Rita, best ride there.
I didn't like that. But I think I've firmly established with myself what I like to do on roller coasters and what I don't. And but I did go on most of them, didn't I? Even though I'm scared.
You did better than I thought.
Really scared.
You did all right. You were white and
shaking and crying.
Yeah,
on
pretty much all of them. But at least you went on most of them.
I did. There were a couple that, I swear to God, this is absolutely no lie. I was effing and blinding through most of them, but on one of them I actually started crying and just going, make it stop, please make it stop.
She was actually looking around for the emergency stop button. They don't have those.
Unfortunately, I was upside down at that time, so had I pressed an eject button, I would just crashed onto the concrete below. So
that wouldn't have been particularly
really.
They're complaining about health and safety because you get out of a car and then straight back in, but they don't mind you crashing to the ground.
To your death. No, absolutely, this is it. So I ended up holding coats a few times like somebody's mum, but that was okay, that was fine, and trying to work the camera, which I didn't do a very good job of. So.
No, well, if you go to our webpage, you'll see, I think there's maybe one or two pictures there, and that's it, because we just didn't take any for the rest
of
the day.
We have got an official one that we have scanned in, which is when we went on Jewel, which I said, well, what's Jewel? Because I didn't know that. And it's the ghost train, but the ghost train kind of fights back now. You get these guns to shoot zombies with, and I didn't do this game out of any particular desire to be the best. It was just purely, I was quite scared about the prospect of zombies, and I thought, if I concentrate on shooting, it'll take my mind off being scared. So that was my strategy. But the result is that when we came in and they take your picture at the end, I've got a particularly just sado geek real picture of concentration on my face. You know, like when 6-year-olds are drawing and like they stick their little tongue out of the side, and that's kind of what I look like.
Yeah, if you want to see it, it's on our webpage. But that is the picture that we've got. I don't think there's any others. That's our big day out. Big pictures were taken.
We need
one.
To get the flume as well.
That one cost me. Yeah, that's right. I bought a Jewel one.
Simone has the flume.
That's right. Did you buy any pictures?
No, I didn't.
I see that we bought
that's
two.
Because I'm not a sucker.
£6 it cost me for that sodding Jewel picture. £6 for a photo. But I had to buy it because no one else wanted to. And I was like, well, we've got to have it because it's quite a cool picture. Because Caroline looks like a 6-year-old. Reese from Weekend Breakfast.
He looks really gay.
He's really, really gay on it. Yeah, it's like, look at him. What's going on? Camp to the max.
You just look thoroughly excited.
I was well into that. Anyway, this is all good. Other theme parks are available. I have to now mention that because we've now banged
on
about
you're going to Thorpe Park, aren't you?
I'm going to go to Thorpe Park and try it out because Alton is the classic. Everyone knows Alton Towers is good, but Thorpe Park these days apparently is every bit as good, if not better, than Alton Towers. So I'm going to try it out. And there's also Chessington. Haven't been there for a few years. And Oakwood as well. And don't forget Breen Leisure Park as well.
I have one final word of advice. If you are going to a theme park and you get a bit sick on rides, probably not a good idea to eat an entire packet of Pick and Mix, mixed toffees, several donuts, a KFC, and a gigantic raspberry slush puppy, because I wasn't feeling very well after all of that.
Sadly, though, on the ride where they hang you upside down, she didn't throw it all up,
no,
and I was kind of waiting for it.
I didn't vomit. I'm amazed.
That's why I was force feeding her before we went on it, because I thought this will be funny. Sadly, it was not to be. Right, we continue with the podcast. I don't know where we are at this now. Is there anything else still to come, or are we at the end?
Yeah, we're going to talk about some TV stuff.
Let's talk about some TV stuff, not live, because we're now going to stop talking and you're going to listen to a clip it from the show. It's a Kiss Breakfast highlight, if you will, from last week.
Kiss Breakfast, the podcast. Get more Monday to Friday from 6.
Jordan Sparks in a sec. Also that brilliant John Legend track, Greenlight. Isn't it, mate? It's a real feel-good track. Good for a Monday.
Did you enjoy Simon Amstel and Phil Jupiter's interpretation of Nowhere when I remember the bus cops?
Yeah, that was the most random thing I think I've ever seen.
It was brilliant.
If you saw Nevermind the Buzzcocks last week, new series, of which Bill Bailey once again can't be asked.
No. Well, he's doing his tour, isn't he? But they got a guy called Tim Minchin instead, who's an Aussie comedian who does music. That's about as close as I could get.
Yeah.
So. But they also had Mark Ronson on as team captain. I thought that was quite impressive.
I was hoping for, what's his name? The guy you like that did loads of episodes last year. from
Noel Fielding.
Noel Fielding,
Mighty Boosh.
Mighty Boosh. That's it. He was a brilliant team captain. I was hoping
they
should
get Julian Barrett on as well. His other co-star, because he's funny too. He's very good.
But yeah, they did a random skit in the middle where Phil Jupitus and Simon Amstel did Jordan Sparks and Chris Brown's Nowhere for no particular reason.
Yeah, it was good. I liked it. I thought Mark Ronson was really sweet because he took his duties as captain very seriously and actually did care about the number of points they got.
He was writing stuff down.
He was awesome.
I love Buzzcocks. It's brilliant. Did you see, staying with comedy, last night, The Secret Policeman's Ball 2008?
No, I haven't yet. I've got a few podcasts of this that I've downloaded. But yeah, I will be watching it. Yeah, was it on last night? Was it on Channel 4?
Channel 4 last night.
Oh, damn it. I'm going to have to try and catch the repeat because I forgot it was on.
It was really funny. It was just, there was some randomness in there. For example, Matthew Horne and James Corden came out from Gavin and Stacey, and they did just a really weird dance to Enya's Orinoco Flow.
Did they?
There was no particular reason for it. They just, Enya started playing, they did a little dance, and that was it. That was the end.
I love those two. They could read the phone book out and they'd be
really
funny.
Surreal.
Yeah.
But they did have the guy that was on Buzzcocks, Tim Minchin, was that his name?
Yeah, yeah.
He came on and did this song about how much he loves his wife, and it was one of the funniest songs I've ever heard.
Yeah, he is good. His songs are hilarious. He is very funny, yeah. Do you reckon that'll get repeated? Because I'm gutted I missed that.
If Channel 4 don't show it again, E4.
It's like Fringe. We were talking a while ago about this really amazing new show that's sort of like a cross between Lost and X-Files, and about, you know, this plane that turns up and everyone's dead in it and they don't know why, and all of a sudden, oh, that sounds great, and it just started last night and I didn't even notice.
That was Fringe. It's this big new show. It's like the biggest show in the States this year, and for some reason it kind of started and flew by us. We didn't realise it was on.
But I was watching Tess of the Derb films.
Oh, Caroline,
it was brilliant. It was really good.
Breakfast with Matt and Caroline.
Is it really so hard to believe?
The podcast.
You are listening to Kiss 101 FM.
Can't go this morning without talking about X Factor at the weekend.
It was really good.
Wasn't
actually.
It amazing?
Yeah, it was. Although I'm still annoyed about the over 25s decision, because that girl Susie was wicked.
Yeah.
I should have put her through.
To be honest, watching the final results last night of who's in the final 12, I think personally it's the best final 12 they've ever had on this show. I thought last year's was the worst they've ever had. I think this year's the best. There's not many people there I don't like, but I think that, is his name Daniel, the guy that, whose wife died?
Yeah, he wasn't very good.
Yeah,
it's very sad and everything. I feel very sorry for him, but it's about the music, not the sub story.
He went through in the over 25s category. He's the only one I don't think should have done. He's a swimming pool cleaner, isn't he?
Mm.
Yeah. He went through over Susie Furlonger.
They just suddenly went, oh no, we haven't got anyone older. Which is why this category is a bit stupid. And they need to have an over 25s, like an over 35s or something as well. Because there's such a difference between a 26 year old and a 40 something.
The thing is that you can have, then you can split it up and have over 25 male, over 25 female. Then you can have 25 to 28 male and 25 to 28 female, then 28 to 32, and then 32 to 37. You could break up these. Imagine the amount of judges they'd need. They'd have to get Sharon Osbourne back. They'd get the whole of the Osbourne clan in. I read something about Louis. Apparently, he reckons next year Danny's going to get the axe and Sharon Osbourne will be brought back.
Oh, no.
I know.
Oh, God, please don't bring her back.
Thing is, Sharon Osbourne, she's a loose cannon. They don't know what she's going to do, and that's what made the show exciting. No,
she's just really irritating. She's not a loose cannon. She's just an annoying old woman.
Yeah, there you go. Fact.
You know, let's clarify the difference between those two things, shall we? Yeah.
Annoying old woman.
Yeah.
That's Sharon Osbourne for you, kids.
Who is under the delusion that she's beautiful as well. She seems to really think that she's really sexy and that maybe the younger men are kind of quite, oh, yeah, fancy a bit of Sharon Osbourne, older lady, can
God,
teach me
no.
a few things.
Ugh.
But she does. You know that's what's going on in her head.
Weird.
Identify yourself.
Kiss Breakfast with Matt and Caroline. The podcast.
This is Matt and Caroline. It's the Kiss 101 Breakfast podcast. We haven't done that for a few weeks.
That's rather refreshing.
Nice.
Yeah.
Although anyone who's just downloaded the last few podcasts will now be getting
very
sick and tired of that. Yeah.
Very bored of that,
Sorry, we enjoy it. It's a bit of a Thursday highlight. It's Thursday right now. Right now, I'll tell you, let's do a quick weather check for you.
Right, the other window.
It's
sunny!
Sunny!
Hooray!
And let's just have a look at the paper. Good, isn't it? Next on the podcast, we're going to talk what?
We move from the X Factor to the urban music version of X Factor.
This is Steve from News.
Yeah, he was trying to do a nice serious story and we had to be childish, so.
Okay then, enjoy this story about the urban, what's it called? Britain's urban, oh, I don't know, Steve will tell you.
And a rapper from Bristol's trying to make it through to the finals of a hip-hop version of the X Factor. 17-year-old MC Frenzy's made it through to the semis of Britain's Next Urban Superstar. Now he needs enough votes to get into the final 10. He told Kiss 101 it's always been a dream of his to become a rapper.
When I was like 14, I used to get angry a lot and used to let my emotions and stuff build up, and I just started to write lyrics, and I saw it as a way of, like, expressing myself without getting angry, like, doing something positive instead of negative.
Now, Steve, have you seen Britain's Next Urban Superstar?
I didn't catch it on Flavour, was it?
Yeah, it's on. Is it Urban TV or Flavour TV? I think it's Flavour TV.
Flavour. Yeah, it's hilarious.
Me and Caro watched it a few weeks back when they showed the Bristol original auditions. When they're trying to be the X Factor, that's a good concept and I like the idea, but a bit more than £10 needs to go into the budget, I think.
I particularly enjoyed these three judges who appeared to be sat in someone's garage. Yep. And there was like that really wobbly set behind them. It was genius.
And they bought a karaoke machine microphone with them to share.
Yeah, yeah.
And then for some reason behind them...
Oh yeah, they had to keep passing it to each other, didn't they?
Yeah, yeah. One mic. Yeah. And behind them they had this big advert for Foot Locker, who sponsored the show, right? Which is fair play, but for some reason they then blurred out the Foot Locker logo, but it kept blurring out their heads. So they looked like they had blurred heads. You know when you see underage criminals on like police camera action, they have to blur out their face. It was like that. It was like, oh, what have they done? They're just judges.
But it just made them look a bit dodgy, didn't
it? Yeah. It was all a bit strange. It's a funny show.
Genius.
It's worth watching.
But support raw talent.
Oh yeah, we're supporting. Yeah.
No,
we support
that's a really good thing. I'm not saying that at all, but it is funny. Yeah. Unintentionally, but it is funny.
But Frenzy all the way. I hope he does well. But I don't know what the prize is going to be because judging by the set.
Another karaoke mic.
Kiss 101.
Kiss Breakfast with Matt and Caroline. The podcast.
We're going to go away now, but we're going to leave you with one more bit. And because obviously we're being childish, we couldn't resist dredging up Matt's emceeing attempt when MC Thriller last came in. Because if you haven't heard it, it's brilliant. So we thought we'd add it in one more time.
Hang on. Who decided that you'd put this in?
All of us. I mean, me.
You see, I get the impression that you're doing it as a joke now to take the piss out of me.
No, it's brilliant. No, it's to show off your superb level of MCing, of course.
Now, you see, when I did this MCing, I thought at the time, this is quality, I'm going to be signed by Eminem's label or something. But ever since then, every time it's been mentioned, people start laughing at me, and it's not like a, yeah, you're really good, it's like a, you're shit.
No, it's because, obviously, you're so good, we fear you're going to get incredibly famous and you won't be down to earth anymore, so we're trying to just bring you back down a level. It's for your own good, honestly.
All right, we're back weekdays 6 till 9 on Kiss 101. Listen, 97.2 in Bristol, 101 across South Wales and the West DAB, and online and on your iPhone and all these other places.
Kiss Breakfast, the podcast. Get more Monday to Friday from 6.
We've got Thriller in the house.
Yeah!
Welcome. I've just been chatting with Thriller, and he's absolutely amazing at MCing. So, Matt, I wanted you to have a go.
Yeah. Okay, I want an example from you first.
Yeah, you sure? Yeah.
Hey, no, I reckon I could nail this.
Yeah.
You know, this is why I didn't enter the competition. I didn't want to show anyone
else.
Shut
up. You were there. All
right. I'll do this.
X Factor style entry that they had to send away.
All right. When you're done. Okay, give us an example of proper MCing, and then I'll see what I can do.
All right, it goes, vibes and I spit this. What sound? Give me the mic and I rip this. Copyright the only guy who could do this. True this. Lyrically bad man, you boo this. Hates can't put me down. Nah, I proved it. Spit facts coming with high hats. I glued this. My drift, lyrical picture. I drew this. You can say spit a bar. I will eat this. Thriller is unique. That's how I switched it.
Fantastic.
And you're not even reading it from anywhere.
No, I know. Nah, I said, did you make it up? How do you remember those words?
Yeah. It's just like remembering your name, really. And writing a story.
Amy. I know. Only with that simple. Yeah.
Okay. Right. I'm gonna have a go.
Go
do you want
it,
any
man.
Advice?
I don't know what to say. I tell you what, pass me, there's a copy of The Sun.
You can't do that.
Let me read something from the paper.
You can't do that.
No,
rap about your life experiences. So just
that's
you know,
what it's about.
Day in the life of Matt Rogers. Yeah.
This paper's all about 9/11. Probably don't want to
read
it.
No, you don't want to do that.
Okay, right, I'll try. Okay, are you ready with this? Okay, is my interpretation of MCing.
Yeah, man, go for it.
Yes, it's exciting. My name is Matt. I've got a nice cat. He's very fat and he's got a nice ginger face. Hang on, I haven't finished. I drive my car to work. I drive my car to school. I drive my car everywhere, even to Pontypool. Yeah!
When do you hang out at schools? That's a bit worrying.
Go to Pontypool.
I'm just trying to think of things that rhyme. It's not fair because I've got nothing. I've not pre-planned.
This is Matt Rogers. Does not hang around at school.
No, but if I was to drive to school, it might be the one in Pontypool.
Please do not fear for your children.
All right. Do you want to have a go, Caroline?
I really don't. No.
I tell you what. Because I might not be very good at MCing, but I am a master beatboxer.
See.
Okay. So if you do another a little bit of MCing, I'll beatbox with you, and we can make a great team. Don't look like that. You can make a great team. Okay, so you start, and I'll just join in with some beatbox. Ready?
All right. Ready? I'm not much of a reader, but I still got a vocab like heater. Hear me on MySpace, hear me on Streeter. I don't really care about, I'm neater. Write lyrics, make a beat, so I keep up. Horrorfield, that's what I wrote, I'd a creeper. I got no friends who were cheaters, they would get deeper, I would get deeper.
It's Matt's face. He looks like a goldfish blowing up his cheek. No, really. I don't think he had webcam. Actually, that was really good. Hey! You know that picture on Facebook where he's going... Like, yes. That's exactly what he did then. With the hand movements as well.
I'm sorry, I didn't come in here to be humiliated.
Sorry.
Where do you normally go? Ha!
Pontypool.
What's called? What did you think of him, Fuller?
Yeah, he's good, man. Just keep up.
What, the MCing?
Yeah. Just keep up. Considering, like, you know, we've just thrown in the deep end.
Do you think Dizzy Rascal would approve? Don't let Dizzy hear any of this.
He's coming to Bristol soon. We'll play it.
I'm going
to
run away.
Kiss 101.
You get outtakes, you get retakes, you get offcuts. You get a whole shebang. If you don't like it, get your receipt, take it back to home.
Kiss Breakfast, the podcast. Get more Monday to Friday from 6.